The following message is from Call to Worship, a one-hour program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with inspirational comments. This podcast is the devotional portion of the radio broadcast. Here with our message is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
A new day, a new year. A new day and a new year lie ahead. Each heartbeat, every breath, and the days before us are a gift from God that we should be good stewards of. Most of us would agree that it is important and valuable to set priorities and goals, New Year's resolutions for this coming year. As we do, remember the fact that God's Word, the Bible, as made alive in our minds, is vital in this process. You have not because you ask not, so ask, pray, and ask for God to direct your thoughts according to His will as you plan. James 1, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that's driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Mark 9, if you can believe, Jesus said, all things are possible to those who believe. As Hebrews chapter 11 describes what some refer to as the hall of faith, between the examples of what Enoch did by faith and the faith of Noah, comes this admonition, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And as Paul testified to the Philippians, reminding them that with God all things are possible, Philippians 4, beginning with verse 11, not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. You may be familiar with a proverb mentioning the importance of a godly vision directing our steps. Well, Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. That is from the King James Version. Now, from the New Living Translation, a little bit different slant, when people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild, but whoever obeys the law is joyful. It is important that we seek and know God's Word as it applies to our choices and our lives. And as you ask God for His will concerning your list, as you meditate on your 2021 to-do list, it is important and valuable to write out that vision, dream, or goals. God has made us all quite unique, so we each have our own way of doing things. And because of that, the form of your list may be handwritten on a piece of paper, held to the refrigerator with a magnet. Well, I'm one of those that carefully builds a spreadsheet. I'll have a vertical column with items to do and other columns for timing, priorities identified by either numbers or letters, and even a column for notes. I might even print copies to see first thing each day, one in the kitchen and one in my Bible. Well, you will find the best way to remind yourself and the form that should take. Your list should be a work in progress, leaving room for flexibility. And when you make adjustments throughout the year, well, don't be discouraged. Changing things up is not taking your eye off the prize, but is godly wisdom. Proverbs 16:9 tells us, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. Psalms 37, the steps of a man are established by the Lord when he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be cast headlong, for the Lord upholds his hand. And as you pray over your list, pray for those that God will use in his plan for you along the way. There'll be twists and turns down this path. God will send some to comfort you, and others that God will use to teach and build you up. 2 Corinthians, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. And Proverbs 27, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Reality is that we accomplish more when we set goals, so have faith, believe, and trust that God will direct and keep you. During this process, don't be anxious, and wait on Him. Remember the term, in the fullness of time, and His timing is always perfect. Philippians 4, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And finally, Psalm 27, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
The Call to Worship program is a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. To hear the entire program, visit us online at calltoworship.us.